This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Barberson Harris. The Special Representative of the Secretary General SRSG and Coordinator of UN Operations in Liberia, Farid Zarif, has told the Security Council that both the government of Liberia and UNMEL were confident that the priority targets in the country's security transition plan will be met by 30 June. June 30 is the deadline for the country to take full responsibility for its own security. His statement was contained in the Secretary General's May-term report on Liberia to the Security Council. The SRSG said meeting the deadline set by the Security Council requires sustained political commitment. He said more concerted efforts by the executive and legislature are required to ensure the urgent enactment and implementation of critical legislation relating to the security sector. Meanwhile, the SRSG mentioned the request of the presidents of Liberia and Cote d'Ivoire for UNMEL to remain in Liberia until after the 2017 elections. He also noted the petition to the Security Council from three opposition political parties and several civil society organizations under the umbrella of a joint action committee calling for the postponement of UNMEL's departure. Chief Justice Francis Kokpo has observed that demonstrating on court premises amidst clapping, cheering and booing disrupts the decorum and solemn proceedings of the court. He said if this is permitted to be done by one group supporting one party litigant, then it should be permitted for the opposing party litigant, but according to him, the result will be chaotic. Kokpo noted that justice cannot flourish in such unwholesome condition, citing Article 17 of the Constitution, which provides for the right to assemble, and states that such right should be exercised in an orderly and peaceful manner. A linear release quoted Justice Kokpo as saying the right to assemble is not absolute. He said the very Constitution which provides for that right also places a caveat on its exercise, noting that the right to assemble should not be exercised in a manner that will violate the rights of others. He said demonstrating on the premises of the courts has a chilling effect on justice that may affect the positions of judges, jurors and witnesses and thereby deprive the parties before the courts of the right to free and fair trial. The Paramount Young Women Initiative, PAWOYI, is conducting civic and voters education training campaign for first-time young women voters. Speaking during the opening session of the training, the program officer of PAWOYI and 2015 Community Solutions Program CSP fellow said, the training is aimed at educating 100 young female students and to strengthen their skills and understanding and to facilitate civil engagement interventions during the 2017 general elections and other democratic processes. According to Fasia Harris, the first batch, which is 50 out of 100 female students, will now benefit from a two-day Her Vote Counts training for first-time young women voters. Ms. Harris said at the end of the training, beneficiaries are expected to work with PAWOYI as peer educators to help create more information to first-time voting population, increase first-time young voters' turnout rate, reduce barriers, and improve the quality and efficiency of the electoral process, among others. She added that plans are on the way to complete the training for another 50 first-time young women voters in April 2016. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A Kurdish militant group, TAK, says it carried out Sunday's deadly attack in the Turkish capital, Ankara. In an online statement, it said the attack, which killed 37 people, was in revenge for military operations in the mainly Kurdish southeast. The TAK, an offshoot of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, had already said it was behind another bombing in Ankara last month. Authorities in Turkey have blamed the latest attack on the PKK. In a further development, Germany closed its embassy in Ankara and its consulate and a school in Istanbul on Thursday. And at least 16 Palestinian pilgrims have been killed in a bus crash in southern Jordan. They were traveling from the West Bank to Saudi Arabia when the bus overturned in a remote area. Two children are reported to be among the dead. The driver lost control about 320 kilometers south of the Jordanian capital, Amman. Dozens of passengers were injured and several are said to be in a critical condition. Most of the victims were from the West Bank city of Jenin. One of the casualties, Azar Ibrahim, said passengers were hurled around by the impact. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or twitter/unmailnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.